up, you know, canned thing, food.
A shopper in a Miami supermarket bracing herself for Tropical Storm Dorian, which may be Hurricane Dorian by the time it reaches landfall in the U.S. Heavy rains and top sustained winds of 85 kilometers per hour are hitting the Windward Islands today. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said the storm could drop between 7 and 20 centimeters of rain. Dorian is also bringing with it the threat of dangerous surf. Forecasters expect Dorian to gain some strength on Tuesday and to reach hurricane status by the time it moves near Puerto Rico. The storm could threaten the U.S. mainland by Saturday. The U.S. will host the next G7 summit, and President Trump says he may invite Vladimir Putin. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Putin was kicked out of the then G8 after Russia annexed Crimea. The president wants him back.
I think it would be better to have Russia inside the tent than outside the tent.
And says he'd certainly invite Putin to next year's summit, though he doesn't know if the Russian leader would show up.
That's a pretty tough thing for him. You know, he's a proud person.
The president says several leaders agree Putin should be back among those representing the world's industrial powers. But French President Emmanuel Macron says they did not agree on whether to bring back Putin. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Trump said Monday there's a really good chance he would meet with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani in the coming weeks to try to negotiate a new deal to curb Tehran's nuclear weapons program. But President Hassan Rouhani says no talks until you lift the sanctions. He goes on to say without America withdrawing from sanctions and abandoning the wrong path it has chosen, we will not witness any positive development. This is VOA News. There are growing concerns.